Welcome back, everyone. We are starting episode 5 of our 6-part series on how to help people like you. Sounds like an easy task, but there are some very specific tactics that you can practice to help people like you, whether it's in a business setting or whether it's in a personal setting. So today's tactic is tactic number 5, and it is help people like you by talking about what's important to them.
Talking about what interests them. If you think about what interests you, what would you prefer? Talk about other people or talk about yourself? Talk about what interests other people instead of what interests ourselves. People are going to relate to you dramatically better because you're helping them like you. And when they let their guard down or be more comfortable with you, they're going to like you better. So absolutely, talking about the things that interest them the most is going to matter, whether it is, like Catherine was saying, in the business setting or your personal setting. There's a couple different things, I believe, with business and personal that maybe it wouldn't make sense to do it in person because it'd be just weird. And we'll go through those. So maybe you can start off with business first, some of those strategies or tactics.
Yeah, so perhaps you're in a meeting with a new client or you're on the phone with a new client. And so that gives you the opportunity to have researched what it is that might be of interest to them. So in days of social media, you can find pretty much anyone on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and you can see and get a sense of what it is that interests them. So maybe you do go in and you talk about their career or their job, if that's what they're passionate about. Maybe they're the CEO of the company, which they're presumably quite passionate about what they're doing. But maybe it's not their job. Maybe it is boating or fishing or their family or a particular cause that they support. Maybe they sit on a board of directors of a particular organization or a cause that is near and dear to their heart. And so that gives you a chance to start a conversation with them about something other than, here's what I have to sell you. And I think it's important to note at this point that it's not about helping people like you so that you can manipulate them or get something from them.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about helping them like you so that you can let their guard down, like Phil mentioned, start to build a relationship with them so that it's an opportunity for you to bring value to them. So it's not about intentionally manipulating things. It's about opening the door so that you can bring value to them either on a personal level or on a professional level.
If you start with being other-centered, because I can see how people would think that, oh, this person is just trying to manipulate me so I can buy their widget or whatever it may be. And I think that's fair with the internet around, and there's so many people trying to sell you, you know, just crap on the internet, coming through your email, through your social media. We're just inundated with different ads, and not necessarily people in front of you, but that can happen. And so I think naturally our guard is up to protect ourselves and probably our wallets from people who are trying to, you know, sell us, and then that's all they want to bring us. They just want to sell us their widget and get out of there, versus the person that, yes, they do want to sell us their widget, but one of the biggest reasons I think is they believe it's bringing you value. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to try to sell you on emptying your wallet. They'll more likely try to sell you on value, take a lot of time to do it, and they'll go through, you know, stages in their process of how they get to know people, how they get to help people like them in order to, you know, have a more valuable sale, as in, I'm not just selling you today, I'm selling you for the rest of your life, basically.
Mm-hmm. So if you have time to prepare before a meeting, you do those sorts of research things I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Facebook, Twitter, social media, ask around if you know someone who knows them, you can get a little bit of insight as to what interests them. But let's say you have an impromptu meeting with someone, or you didn't do your research ahead of time. You walk into a person's office, or if you're doing it virtually, let's say they live on the other side of the world, you're doing it virtually, you can pick things up by what they have in their office. So let's say they have a picture of their family on their desk. It's there because their family is important to them. It's there because they're proud of their family. And so if you ask about their family, they'd be more than happy to share a little bit of information. Or maybe you look and there's a picture of somewhere in Italy or a place that they might have traveled. So then you can ask them about travel. You can ask them about, do they have family there, or what's their interest in that particular part of the world? Maybe they've got a picture of them holding up a fish or something like that that they caught. And then you get a sense of what it is that interests them. So if people have things on display, They only display the things that they're proud of, that they love, and that they're more than happy to engage in a conversation with you about those things.
That's right. Like degrees on the wall. And I think a great point what you're saying is the family picture. And so it's also, you know, when you're in those different situations, is being aware to not be too questiony, as in asking closed questions. Be very open-ended questions, so the conversation flows very easily. And Catherine was mentioning the kids. You could ask them things like, you know, which school do they go to? How did you end up sending them to that school? Did you personally go to that school in the past? What did you like about that school? Could you explain that more about the past that you liked about it? Just, you know, if you get better at asking open-ended questions, and really every person you meet, the questions could be, have a tendency to be the same, but they're just with different people, so they're going to be different answers. And I know it sounds super planned, but I think that it matters when you're attempting to bring value to someone else. I think a little bit of planning is worth it, because they feel the value. They feel that that they feel that you like them, so they're just going to in turn like you. You're putting the effort to ask, you know, appropriate questions that they actually want to answer.
And if you're watching this series and you've stayed with us till tactic number 5, presumably you're looking to learn a new skill. And to learn a new skill, you need to have a plan of action. You need to practice the same things over and over again. So while it might feel like it's a little bit staid or just a little bit too programmed, you are trying to learn a skill that you can then apply to help people like you and to improve your life and improve your ability to help other people. So I think the key to all of this is open your eyes, open your ears, ask questions, and then listen and engage and show genuine interest in the things that interest other people.
And so that was more like the businessy type of stuff. And a lot of it, you know, falls over into the personal side too. If you're meeting new people, or you're in business, but you're meeting people at their houses and things like that, a lot of the different principles and tactics work. And I use the family pictures is great. Maybe you walk into someone's house and it's super old, and you like old houses and you like the characteristics of the house. You could talk about something like that. Or, you know, pictures are the best things. I think one of the key takeaways from, you know, when you're meeting people and you see pictures or things in their houses or boats in the yards or fishing rods on the wall, is to be super sincere. And one of the things I picked up, you know, in my time, is that when you see something, is don't just ask the question and then not really want the answer. People are super wise to, you know, all those crazy, I want to get your money tactics. And so if you're asking a question, actually look them in the eye and wait for their answers. And when they answer, dig into it a little bit and find out about it. And I get that you may be on a certain time schedule, and that doesn't always work, because remember, you're not selling something, you're bringing them value for the long term. And that may take 1 or 2 hours, it may take 1 or 2 visits. And so depending on your mindset of, I'm just gonna sell this and get out of here and you'll never see me again, or I'm gonna get in here, bring value, I'm gonna help them like me, and if this takes 1 or 2 visits, so be it. I gotta get better at my game, but that's just the way it is. I wanna help people like me and help them feel that, yes, I am gonna be bringing them value.
And all of these things can be applied to new or existing clients in a business setting. They can be applied to people that you're just meeting, but they can also be applied to people who are already in your life.
Right.
So my favorite saying is, you know, if I'm learning people skills, my family and friends are people too. And so they like to know that I'm interested in them. So if every time I reach out to a friend and all I do is talk about me and my problems, that doesn't do anything to build the relationship or deepen the relationship. It's about taking the time to talk to them about what's going on in their lives and asking things about their children and their challenges and their job and how they're coping with different things, and you know, what's something new they've done recently. So it applies really across the board when you're just trying to deepen and enhance relationships, yeah. either create them or enhance them.
Okay, so here's the challenge today. Today, what I want you to do is call up someone that you've been meaning to call maybe over the last couple of days, or maybe you haven't, and call that particular person and talk about what interests them. Find out. Maybe you already know about something that does interest them. Wonderful. Maybe you can take a few notes and start asking them questions. Maybe it's your best client or one of your prospects that you want to have as a client, or maybe it's a friend that you need to rebuild a relationship. Great. I challenge you to get on the phone with them for a minimum of 5 minutes and talk only about what interests them. So if you're calling a business person, you could preempt them by saying, hey, I don't know, do you have 5 minutes that we can chat for a couple minutes? I just wanted to catch up and da-da-da-da-da. And so give them a heads up, because it always is annoying when someone calls you and they just ramp right into whatever they're doing and you may have caught them off guard. So if there's a, you know, I always call up and say, do you have a moment? Do you have 5 minutes that we can chat? And if they, and you say, if you don't, I can call back at a better time that might suit you. They'll likely talk to you if they have those 5 minutes, then talk to them. But if you're in business setting, like Catherine said, go on LinkedIn. They don't just have their business stuff. They have a lot of their hobbies and things like that, or go into their Facebook and, or Instagram and see what they like and start chatting about those things. I challenge you, 5 minutes, or even take your spouse, take 5 minutes and talk all about what interests them. If you're wife loves, I don't know, sailboarding, or what else might she like? Woodcraft or carpentry or something like that. Then talk just about that. And you know what's interesting? Take a little bit of time and go on the internet and find something about sailboarding or carpentry that you know nothing about, and ask her those questions about those things, talking like you're really interested about how do you build this and why do you set the sail this way and how do you lean into the sail this way and get dragged the other way. Just crazy little naive, trivial questions to us, but they love those questions because it's talking in interest of them. So that's the challenge today. Reach out to someone in business or in your personal life. Maybe it's even your kids. And talk for 5 minutes where you're focused on what interests them the most. All right.
We'll see you next time for tactic number 6. Thanks for joining us.
See you later.